You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Idris, and today on The Breakfast Grill, I have with me William Hon, the founder and managing director of BioAlpha Holdings. BioAlpha is an integrated herbal supplements producer and has been listed on the ACE market since 2015. So, William, welcome to The Breakfast Grill. It's good to have you back. I know we had you just after the listing, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. All right. So, just for those who don't understand or are not familiar with the business model of BioAlpha, you manufacture and sell health supplement products in Malaysia and also abroad. Some of your best sellers are medicinal mushrooms.
Yes.
Like cordyceps sinensis and tiger milk mushrooms.
Yes.
As well as your herbal supplements, Tongkat Ali and Kacip Fatima and the like. And you also have collagen beauty products.
Some You're of your right.
Best sellers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, I believe the top seller at that point in time was still the medicinal mushrooms.
Yes.
Is that still the focus of BioAlpha at this moment?
Okay. We are specialized in fermentation of medicinal mushrooms. Our core product is cordyceps sinensis, then followed by this rhinoceros. We call it tiger milk mushrooms. Obviously, our focus is more on these two mushrooms at the moment because we have our so-called proprietary fermentation process. We are the only company in Malaysia that have this bioreactor to ferment medicinal mushrooms. So we are able to produce the most efficient and effective mushrooms, then market it at a more economy price so that Malaysia at large, Malaysians can enjoy this medicinal mushroom product at a cheaper cost.
Well, what exactly does it do? If you don't mind just telling us the medicinal benefits of these two cordyceps and the tiger milk mushrooms.
Okay, cordyceps is mainly for immunity and lung protections. So if you look at the history of cordyceps, it has been used in Himalaya, we call it as a Himalaya Viagra as well before Viagra come out. Then
natural Viagra.
You're right. And national sportmen in China is using it to boost up their immunity. So it's pretty common in China and Taiwan and Hong Kong where people use it as for immunity and lung protection. As for the tiger milk mushroom, it's meant for asthma and chronic cough. Even our Dr. Tun Mahathir used to use it, you know, for his chronic cough. And it's very effective and it's selling like a hotcake at the moment.
You got an unintended promotion from Tun Dr. Mahathir after he said that was effective in curing his chronic
right.
cough.
He used to use it for his chronic cough. So these two products is being marketed in the market under our house brand called Apotec. And at the same time, we also sell through ODMs, where we design the formulation, then pass it to our customer to market it.
You're also the first Malaysian herbal supplement player to be in full control of your supply chain.
Yes.
So that means everything from R&D all the way to your farming, your manufacturing and your retail sales. Talk to me about gaining control of that supply chain.
Okay, our integrated facility is one of our USP, unit selling point in BioAlpha Holding Berhad. You see, we control over our raw material through farming and fermentation process. We have our own R&D teams that enable us to formulate and design a formulation which is effective and efficient. And at the same time, we have our own manufacturing facility where it's accredited by GMP by MOH.
GMP okay. meaning
good manufacturing practice, given by Ministry of Health. Then at the same time, we also have downstream, which is a retail chain's pharmacy. And our pharmacy brand name is called Constance. Currently, we have about 14 outlets throughout Klang Valley. And also, we have one outlet in Kelantan. And in Kelantan, we are looking at six outlets in the next 12 months. You see, by having control over this integrated facility, it enables us to reduce our cost of production. Then at the same time, it will make sure that whatever product produced by us is contain the active compound required. Then, in the other word, it make it more efficient and effective.
Mm. But have you achieved economies of scale? Because controlling the supply chain, the entire supply chain, can only be effective if you have the economies of scale to make it cost efficient.
Yes. You see, like in terms of farming, for example, our land bank is about 1,000 acres in Terengganu. The land is given by ECR under the guidance of Datuk Sri Isaac.
ECR being the Eastern Corridor.
You're right. So ECR has provided us with the basic infrastructure required, then appointed us as an anchor company to develop the whole area, Pasir Raja area, into a herbal cluster. For your information, we operate the largest herbal cluster in Malaysia that appointed by ECRDC. Okay, so we developed it into the few phases. We have completed our phase ones, amounted to about 123 acres. So it's farmed with more than 10 types of herbal like Tongkat Ali, Misai Kucing, Rosel, Dukong Ana, you know. So to answer your question, to achieve economy of scale, yes, because we do it in few phases. Phase one, we have farmed more than 120 acres. So we are able to achieve economy of scale. I mean, the returns on that piece of land, the ROI is quite high.
Right. So you're at phase one now. Are you thinking about phase two?
We already entered into phase
two. Already entered into phase two.
To clear the rest of the land, which is 870 acres.
This land, you were saying, has been awarded to BioAlpha through the state governments of Terengganu. You also have one in Johor as well?
This piece of land is located in Terengganu, mm-hmm. Pasir Raja Dungun.
Pasir Raja, mm-hmm.
Then federal government or under ECR has invested on this piece of land so that it comes with the basic infrastructure required for the anchor company like us to develop the whole area into Malaysia's biggest herbal cluster.
So you don't own the land?
We are given a lease of 60 years to do the farming. Then, of course, the lease fees and the facility fee charge is pretty much lower.
And is that the same case for Desaru in Johor as well?
Yeah, Desaru, we work together with Johor Biotech and we are given a land bank of 300 acres. Same, we are given a concession of 60 years.
So yeah. What did you do to get such favourable conditions from these state governments?
Okay, in order to qualify as an anchor company, we have to show our capability in terms of not only farming, we have to show our capability to market the product, like what you say, whether we can achieve economy of scale or not. If we farm more than 1,000 acres, where are we going to use all the raw material? So as for BioAlpha, it's our forte to formulate and manufacture health supplement product. We are able to sell it in Malaysia, then also export it to countries such as Indonesia and China.
So that's the farming aspect of the supply chain. You also manufacture herbs that you plant on these farms. Your factories are located in Semenye and Bangi. That's operating at full capacity at the moment?
Okay, our capacity utilizations currently stand at about 60%. Then we have our R&D labs, full complete labs located in Bangi. And of course, the human capital that we have invested, including scientists, pharmacists, nutritionists, and biotech guy as well. The team, R&D team, is the one who formulate the product. Up to date, we have more than 300 formulation developed, and is meant for the function like beauty, immunity, slimming, you know, and anti-aging as well.
So the R&D guys will look at the herbs that you are farming and say what can they be used for. Is that correct?
I would say R&D guy or team is the one who decide on what type of herbs to be farmed, because they will find out the effectiveness or usefulness of the herbs. Then they will formulate into the finished product. So once this herb is confirmed, it will be used by the R&D team for the new formulation. Instruction will be given to our agricultural division to farm all types of herbs. Mm. But obviously, Malaysia have a very fantastic and effective herbs like Tongkat Ali, Rosel, Misai Kucing, Kacip Fatima.
So how do you fund the R&D behind it? Because it strikes me as that could be not just a key component, but also one of the more expensive components. R&D process can take years, can take a really long time, but often may not yield the results that you want. So do you have an R&D plan in place with a significant amount of your budget allocated for it?
Okay. We are focusing on our R&D activity is more market-orientated. We do research and development on formulation or product required by the market. you know, which is quite different from university research. So whatever, when there is a demand from the market, for example, the beauty product.
Yeah, how do you determine that? I mean, how do you get data points to know what is sexy in the market at the moment?
Yeah, like what I mentioned to you, we have access to downstream as well. So we have direct access to all the consumer. We know what is consumer appetite. You know, we have Constant Pharmacy that have more than 7,000 SKU. You know, so from the constant turnover, we will know what is the market appetite or consumer appetite. You know, of course, besides this, our R&D team also participate in all international roadshow and expo as well.
So you get your data points from your pharmacies and your retail outlets, and that trickles down to the R&D direction of BioAlpha.
Yes.
I'm speaking to William Hon, the founder and managing director of BioAlpha Holdings. After this, we'll continue our discussion on the market potential for herbal medicine, not just in Malaysia, but also around the world. Stay tuned to The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9. Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I have with me William Hon, the founder and managing director of listed herbal supplements producer BioAlpha Holdings. Let's very quickly talk about the pharmacy chain. So you mentioned you've got about 14 outlets. Given the current weak sentiment, has that impacted business?
Yeah, our investor or a lot of investors is quite concerned about our involvement in retail chains pharmacy. But what I have to stress here is, we are different from the other conventional retail chains pharmacy. You know, we have access to 8 million members. Okay, so the company that manage Constant Pharmacy is, in fact, is a joint venture company between BioAlpha and Angkasa Holding, or My Angkasa. So they have 10,000 members, those cooperative like PDRMs, Maybank, you know, and Tabung Haji also have their own co-op. So they have more than, from these 10,000 members, they have 8 million individual members. For example, recently we have tied up with this PDRM cooperative. Then all police officer co-op member are entitled to enjoy our wellness programs organized in Constant. Then at the same time, they can buy at credit and they can also enjoy the co-op member price. You see, this is our number one USP. We have access to 8 million members throughout the whole Malaysia. Then second is our BioAlpha capability or forte is in health food manufacturing. So our objective to go into retail chains pharmacy is to commercialize more formulation that developed by BioAlpha manufacturing arm. So by doing it, we are able to increase the turnover of our house brand product. Then at the same time, we are able to provide higher margins to our constant chains of pharmacy compared to other retail chains pharmacy where they don't have house brand. So it's very competitive and they have to slash their price. But for us, because the product is owned by us, our margin is much more higher. So we can give higher margin to constant chains of pharmacy.
Right.
You know, like, for example, they are normal product or third-party product, they may have only a margin of about, GP margin of about 20%. But for our house brand, we can even give up to 50% margins to our so-called franchise. And the third selling unique selling point is we grow our constant pharmacy through franchise model.
Right, so you don't actually own the brick-and-mortar pharmacies.
You can see at the moment, half of our constant pharmacy is owned by franchisee. And we are in the process to franchise out the balance of the other half. Okay, so we even get the support from PNS. PNS is also our substantial shareholder. So
Perbadanan
Nasional Perhad. So they have agreed to provide a loan up to $500,000 to any franchisee who are keen to be a constant franchisee. You see, so our growth model is true franchise model, so it's not so capital intensive. Then it will improve our cash flow position as well. So the challenge with retail chains pharmacy is margin and also the capital outlay required. So we have solved all these problems.
Well, what about geographic areas? I mean, are you targeting domestically growth in specific geographical areas?
Okay. You see, our Constant already in operation for more than 20 years. And the focus is in Kuala Lumpur or Klang Valley. We have 13 outlets in Klang Valley. So we have started to bring Constant brand to the other states. So the first state that we are looking at is Kelantan. Then it will be followed by Terengganu and Johor. So why Kelantan? Because Kelantan, the competitive is less competitive, you see. So we have our first outlet open in Tanah Merah. Then the second outlet will be open in Kota Baru. It's all through franchisee. Okay, and the result show is pretty good. You know, it's encouraging. The turnover is fantastic. The GP margin that we obtain is much more higher than Kuala Lumpur.
Why do you think the demand has been so overwhelming in Kelantan?
Okay, you see, Kelantan is a so-called quite a far state compared to Klang Valley. So first thing is less competitive. So they are they don't have much retail chains pharmacy operate in Kelantan. They may have one or two, but normally the group or big retail chains pharmacy, they will focus in
within urban areas, yeah.
But our concept is different. Constant Pharmacy is a community pharmacy. We focus at the community area. We don't open in the so-called high-end supermarket or this. We are community pharmacy, so we go to community area like Kelantan, and we are able to provide full range of drug and also full range of health supplements. It will make the difference.
So we were discussing the growth of BioAlpha domestically. Let's talk about internationally. At that point in time when you came on the Breakfast Grill a couple of years ago, Indonesia was your biggest market, bigger, in fact, than the domestic market.
So if you look at Indonesia alone, the health supplement growth rate is about 13%. The CAGR is 13%. And by year 2018, the health supplement market will have about 2.1 billion market size.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at our recent activity, our right issues, our focus, our biggest exporting country is still Indonesia. It's amounted to 30% of our total group turnover. So by having our first factory set up in Kampar, Riau, last year, it gives us additional advantage. We are able to formulate and register the product, whether it's, we call it food or ubat, or we can register DINKAGE and BPOM registration within a short period of time. So we are helping our existing customer and also new customer to get their product registered in Indonesia. Then we will start to manufacture, then allow our customer to sell it through Indonesia.
So in each of the overseas markets that you're in, do you need to set up shop there from start to finish in terms of manufacturing and the supply chain?
Not really, but you have to deal with the product registration requirements. And so happened that Indonesia have a very stringent rules apply on the imported product. So we, in order to register the product faster, you need to have your own local manufacturing facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to cut short the example like BPOM registration. We are looking at about 3 to 6 months compared to the conventional way for imported product. You may need about 2 years' time to register.
Mm.
So with all this advantage, we foresee that the Indonesia sales will double in the next 2 to 3 years. Anyway, we are in Indonesia since 2007. And we have more than 10 products distributed, and we target to launch another 12 products in the next 2 years. And we will let our existing distributor to distribute this product throughout the whole Indonesia.
Are regulations tighter there than in Malaysia?
I would say the regulation is more tighter for imported goods
okay.
to Indonesia.
What about in other from compared to other overseas markets that you're in?
Okay, so our second largest exporting country is China. If you look at China, against product registration is quite stringent. But due to the social media, the online marketing, it has created a room for people to sell their product without having to register the product. So these are the areas that we are looking at.
What about the Middle East? Because you had a tie-up with UAE's Fatima Group for them to be a distributor. Is that still ongoing?
We have signed the MOU with Fatima Group back to year 2013, 2014. But we are facing some product registrations problems. You know, our partner can't get the product registered. in Middle East.
Right.
So right now, our focus is more on Indonesia and China instead of Middle East.
Okay. So you've decided to put a pin in that market first.
Yeah, anything come from Middle East will be a bonus.
Okay. Well, both markets, China and Indonesia, are high growth markets. Which are you focusing on?
Okay, we are these two countries is our core exporting countries. You know, if you look at the 2014-2015 figure, so Indonesia amounted to 30% of our group sales, then China amounting to 20%. I would say our focus is on these two countries. So Indonesia, by having our own factory and having our existing supply distributor, we forecast that the sales will jump. And as for the China, right now we are supplying to the southern and the central area like Guangzhou and Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
So recently we have tied up with the Muslim Association at the western side. So we have,
because your products are halal.
You are right. We focus is not so much on the halal for China market.
It's a selling point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we have managed to convince, you know, a few provinces like Gansu, Xinjiang, you know, and this Qinghai Muslim Association to buy our halal product. Of course, they have confidence with a halal product that's certified by JAKIM. They like it very much.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'm taking a quick look at your shareholding structure, William, of BioAlpha. You own about 16.6% stake in the company. And Khazanah, which has been a major shareholder since the early days in 2008 through their Technology Department Corporation, MTDC, owns about a 12% stake. Pabadanan National, we spoke about earlier, they've got a 10.3% stake.
Yes.
If I'm combining these data points with what you told me, you know, being part of the East Corridor region and getting land in Johor and Terengganu, why is there so much government support for BioAlpha?
Okay, I would not say that there is so much support to BioAlpha. It should be, so our strategy is we try to tag to the government policy. You know, back to year 2005 when government start to set up Malaysia Biotech Corps, so their objective is to hope that one day Malaysia will have 20 unit of multinational company that specialize in biotechnology, and we have been classified as one of the 20. So we will try to follow a government effort or government policy. You know, for example, our effective tax rate is around 10% because of the incentive given by the government through Malaysia Biotech Corp or through ECR, the zero tax incentive.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2018, we will start the so-called free tax vehicle in Pasir Raja under ECR. Again, it's zero tax. You know, so we try to follow government policy and government visions. Good example is we carry out preclinical and clinical study in order to develop a botanical drug meant for diabetic type 2 and also hormone replacement therapy for women. So these two project or product has been accredited by Pemandu or Ministry of Agriculture. Our MOA has given us up to 20 million ringgit Malaysia to carry out preclinical and clinical study and for us to develop a botanical drug.
Why is Malaysia pushing the herbal medicine market so much? Are we a leader in this market? Is this an area we want to be seen as pioneering?
Okay, we are not the leader at the moment, but hopefully one day we can be the leader in this industry because Malaysia is rich with flora and fauna, with a lot of herbal. And there are so many useful herbal that currently being used as a traditional herbs. So without the preclinical and clinical study, we are unable to substantiate the claim that make it into a botanical drug.
I've been speaking to William Hon, the founder and managing director of listed herbal supplements producer BioAlpha Holdings. William, thanks for being on The Breakfast Grill today.
Thank you.
I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.